Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Nobody knows where they might end up. Nobody knows.
None of us are as good singers as Ruby. We missed you last week, Jason.
Ramon.
Song, and
well,
it's
I know.
Not.
It's part of Romy and Michelle's House Greeting, but it sounds like, oh, Ramon. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. How you doing? Jason Carter in the hot seat, joined by my lovely, beautiful, talented, phenomenal, fantastical co-host.
You like that? Somebody in a generous mood tonight.
Sickening, fierce. No,
I'm Julie Parton. Happy to be here.
And that's
Star Session.
And ladies and gentlemen, in studio on the AfterBuzz TV couch, we have Trevor Anthony. Hey. Trevor Anthony.
So, I feel like I would love to introduce Trevor and give you a little bit more of a history.
Yes.
We are all friends in real life.
Yes.
I actually have known Trevor about 4 or 5 years. We sat next to each other in a class.
Yes.
And tonight...
What class was this?
It was a hosting class, Jason.
Oh, okay. Oh.
He's actually a fantastic host, but tonight, he was a thespian, and he is a part of the cast.
She said he was a thespian.
He's a part of the cast. As soon as he booked the Grey's Anatomy part, we're all like, you have to come on our show the night in Ireland.
Well, it was amazing because on Facebook, you know, I'm like, scrolling. He's like, 5 years and 2 score ago, I was an extra on one of the most amazing shows on TV. And today, I am proud to say I have a part on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
I nearly crapped myself. I was like, go, Trevor. Go,
huge.
Trevor.
And I was immediately in the comments like, you're coming on the show.
Star. Instantly.
So, in case you aren't recognizing him, it's because he had a helmet on. Huge helmet on in his scene. He was a medevac. Yeah.
You were a what?
So, I was a medevac doctor.
A medevac. What is a medevac, Trevor?
So, I was... Well, we just watched the show, so I'm not giving anything away.
No, go for it. Tell
basically,
us.
Ruby's mom was dying.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And so we came in on our medevac, our helicopter.
Slash green screen.
Slash wind machine.
Everyone out there, that was actually not the top of the hospital.
Mind
Trevor,
blown.
I always marvel at how well, I mean, when you have the money of Disney, you can have the most amazing green screen ever, but it looks so real.
Sometimes. Remember one
That's
time it looked awful.
Yeah. I was like,
remember that one time they didn't even finish the scene?
Yeah. Either way, tonight's episode was great. You did a
great job.
Thank you.
Honestly, they didn't give you too many hard words, but tell us about the one that you practiced over and over again on YouTube.
Staphylococcus, was it, right?
Staphylococcus.
Don't get him to say caucus. What was it?
It was, tension pneumo relieved by a needle thoracostomy. So when I got that
thoracostomy sounds like you have it after Chipotle. I have thoracostomy. Oh god, girl, I'm like crapping a Buick.
So what does that actually mean though?
So it's actually like a buildup of air in the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to slice in and relieve the air.
And thoracostomy.
Like right
mean?
Now.
Well, you know, as a thespian, I like to do my research, and I read all about it. And GCS of 8, as a matter of fact, is actually Glasgow Coma Syndrome.
Oh,
and it's on a scale
you.
From 1 to 15, so 8's actually pretty bad.
See what happens when you get an acting role? You don't just learn lines, you learn real life things
that
probably help you in real life.
So I do, we have a million questions for you, and we are going to get to them, because unlike us, you've been on the other side, and you're part of the show.
I know, you've gone behind the golden gates.
We're just super fans, so you went from a friend of ours to just somebody we're totally in awe of.
Yeah.
We have a million questions, we'll get to them. I just wanted to make sure the audience knew who he was, in case they didn't recognize him from the helmet.
I mean, Trevor, now I can totally follow you on Instagram. You've been, like, validated. You were on Grey's Anatomy. You are
Jason,
super cool.
You're really
cool.
Mean that you didn't follow him before. You
I
guys
totally
used to host
I totally
together.
Follow Trevor on Instagram. Stop.
Oh, okay.
Grey's Anatomy. time you see it, Julie, I know, I guess it's my long life to be around women who just, like, wanted to see my demise, Julie Starr. Grey's Anatomy Season 11, tonight's show actually was, it was a refreshing rebirth of a great show.
It was amazing.
It was really good tonight, and I'm glad that no more Dr. Gina Davis.
Yes, mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
au revoir, bonsoir, Dr. Gina Davis. And, and it was just really good. We see a lot of cool elements that we've been talking about, and we've had predictions that are coming to fruition.
That's true.
We got to give some shout-outs to people who actually were on our team when we were talking about it. I want to say what's up to Jill Owens-Wiedemann at GLE24. Her one tweet was, who predicted the possible shakeup coming, and we saw a new hottie tonight? Yay, Mags. I said Star predicted it, because you did predict the Star. Yes. So kudos
to that.
I thought
I've been begging for a new hottie, too.
But yes. Star actually did predict it, though.
I thought she was going to get it.
And at Star Session, oh my God, one of your predictions came true. Could history repeat it? Boo,
Nick
I was like,
three
yeah.
Play 2, watching for the first time ever. Welcome to the Grays fam.
JC Rubio gives a shout out to Trevor for being on the show.
What's up, JC?
Yeah.
K Dallas 91.
Allie Levine, Brittany Gilmore, Broadcast Asylum. There are so many
Kyle White, Alicia Harding, our regulars. We love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. We really appreciate it.
And definitely follow Trevor Anthony. You can find him at Trevor Anthony. And if you're also just now joining our show, you can use our hashtag Grays
ABTVVV.
And Kathleen Trask said she's suffering through this episode tonight just to hear the podcast reactions later. Sorry you didn't like the episode. Glad you're here with us now.
I also want to say that there was a comment on YouTube when Julie said we're not here to bash our favorite show. I do apologize. I'm not trying to bash Grays. I just feel as super fans and as actual severe connoisseurs of this show, it is my duty to make sure that I put out there what's right and what's true about the show. And if the show sucks, it sucks.
Well, you weren't the only one. We were on Twitter, maybe not on YouTube, but on Twitter there was definitely some backlash on the last few episodes.
Right.
But I think that we're going to get back on track.
Right, because tonight didn't suck.
And it looks like these next few episodes coming up are going to be really great.
This was the Grays that we love of yesteryear.
Yes. Absolutely.
Meredith at the center of it.
Right.
Crazy stuff that actually doesn't happen in Seattle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like an earthquake.
Like, literally, we start out the episode with Meredith operating. We find out she's on a streak.
A winning streak.
89 or something like that.
Since November 14th.
Right. I love how Karev comes in and she's like, why is your girlfriend stalking me?
22. Yeah.
Like, straight up.
22 traumas at that, too, out of the 89 surgeries.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But here's what I love about it. Huge earthquake. Nobody loves that. Meredith stands there, covers the man's open body.
That's how you do. She's ride or die.
She didn't even cover her head. She covered the bed.
She looked around at everyone else ducking and was like, you guys should be here with
me. She's hardcore. And there's nothing wrong. Meredith, I would have done the same thing. But what was really blowing my mind to know is, has there ever been an earthquake in Seattle? I feel like Seattle's like the perfect place to live. It's clean. It's healthy.
Well, it's not. Is it on the fault line?
I don't think it's on the San. Let me Google that. I don't think it's on the San Andreas fault or some fault line or the North American plate. I don't know. So I don't know. But I've never heard of an earthquake in Seattle.
Well, it's probably because they've gone down the list of every natural and unnatural disaster that have happened in 11 seasons, realized they hadn't had one yet, so why not
What's
now?
Next? A drought? Like, severe heat? You know?
I think what happened is Starbucks closed, so it was just everybody there stomping their feet.
Literally.
Right. Upset.
Literally. The coffee-drinking hipsters of Seattle were stomping their educated feet in fury.
I love it.
So, do you watch the show?
From time to time.
Okay. Well, feel free to chime in now and again, but if you don't watch the show, you're going to get left behind in a few parts.
That's okay.
Throw him under the bus.
Star!
Let the world think that he watches the show.
Julie just shut me in an elevator during an earthquake by myself.
You're new to the show. We have some viewers new to the show. It's perfect synergy.
I do agree with you, Julie, though, that tonight I felt... it was like the Grays of when they were in the house. It just so many. It was very nostalgic in the sense that you're right. Meredith was moderating again. Fantastic.
Right.
And we also see her and Karev's relationship, which is really really good. And then even the patient. No, but look, he's her person.
Like,
you may not like it because we were used to Sandra Oh being her person, and Karev was always a douchebag. But he's left. He's all she has now.
Karev's face when he's being her person. Over it.
Yeah.
He's not into it.
Of course he's not into it. That's par for the course. That's actually his authentic self, and I'm glad he is being that.
That's
but even
true.
The patient stories were good. They weren't, and some of the patient stories are pretty annoying.
Well, you were like, it's kind of patient story overload, which is totally true.
It was one after the other.
And the first, before we hit to that first commercial break, we saw like all the patient stories right up front, mm-hmm. and it was just like, whoa, 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 which is fun when there's a an earthquake, a big natural disaster. That's usually what happens. So that's what I think we loved about it.
Right.
Even though it was too many patient stories, we always love it.
I just couldn't look away from it. It didn't feel like there was way too many things going on that I didn't care about. Well, it was somehow localized.
Right. Well,
it was easy. The process of the show was very easy to watch. One of the standout things I really liked, though, was seeing Maggie with the brother. She wasn't with the brother, but her soon-to-be love interest finally appears, like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Yeah, and, zoom in on her in the elevator. It's shaking, and I was like, love interest! Like,
we
I
all
knew it.
Approved.
Get comfy.
I switched legs.
I'm probably gonna get flagged and hated on YouTube for saying this, but I wanted her to be interracial. I wanted her to be with like a white dude or even an Asian. Fine. You know, like nothing.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
I don't care at all what the person looks like, who any of them are with.
Slash, she loves chocolate guys these days.
Guys, I loved his smile. That guy had this adorable little cheesy grin on from the second he met her.
Mm-mm. That's
He's
true.
Like, ooh, I'm going to ask you out. Don't you want to pinch my cheeks
and have black a drink men are together? It's okay.
Whatever. It's okay, I liked this casting.
It was a very good show. It was a very good show.
I love this casting.
On a roll, right, Trevor?
So, Trevor, were you able to screen the show before it actually aired tonight?
No.
Oh, wow.
So you watched it the first time with us?
Yes.
I love it. What'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. It kind of brought me back to the years when Grace started, and I was an avid watcher.
Right. Okay. You know? So let's talk a little bit about the casting and going through that whole process for people that are like, how do people get casted on this show?
Who'd you sleep with?
Her name. Well, you know, it's not to be too corny, but it's like an earthquake.
Yeah.
And it honestly is. You get the initial call.
Right.
And you get all excited. You get your signs. You read your signs. You prepare. You go in to the audition. Then after the audition, it's totally out of your hands. You're like, you either like, I sucked or I was great. And
right.
You just go home. And you gotta
what was your audition
it.
Like?
So that casting office, it's Linda Lowey Casting, and Jamie Castro is the casting associate.
Right.
And they've called me in a couple times for Grays and other shows. They are so nice. It's unbelievable.
Like, good.
You think like casting are evil, and you guys are hosts, so you know, you've gone into... And usually casting...
I parlay as a casting director these days.
Yeah.
You gotta be nice.
I feel like you have to be nice. You know, I've encountered a lot of douchey casting directors. Actually, some of them tried to sleep with me, too. It was very, very, very troubling.
Bring yourself into it. All ridiculous. That was, like, so ridiculous. Oh, my
Jason,
God.
Somebody's always trying to sleep with me.
I mean, God.
So back to Trevor.
But Trevor, you said that, you know, you had the audition, and then you go home, and you... So, did you obsess?
We didn't hear what did they ask you to say?
Did you have to be like... Yeah.
Well, so you go in, and I had noticed that Jamie had her hair done.
Oh, you did a little compliment.
So I gave a little... And I usually don't do that, just FYI, because I like to be focused when I go in. But, you know, you notice something. She was happy. We were chit-chatting. And then,
Jamie, you finally did your hair.
Whoa, Jamie. You look amazing.
Did you put a brush to that? I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You exfoliated today.
All right. Moving along.
It looks great.
Jamie. Okay.
So then, you know, you go, and then you read your lines.
Right.
And I'm going to be honest with you, I kind of messed up my first
line.
Love
it.
It happens. But you have a relationship with them, and they're like, hey, let's do it again. And then, you know, you nail it, and you go, and you leave the office, and you're like, okay, that was all right.
Do I have a burger?
Yeah.
You know,
you got to leave it in the room. That's like casting, acting 101. You just got to leave it in the room.
How do you, what do you mean leave it in the room?
Don't take your emotions with you.
Yeah.
See, I couldn't do that. I would obsess and cry and shop and just, you know, everything to get through it.
Or call me and be like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. So, that's what your job is my friend, Star.
I know, I love it. I'm just saying that's what he does.
I mean, but that's good, though. You gotta get it out.
Yeah.
And it's okay to, you know, cry about it, or drink about it, shop about it for a little bit.
So but how then, long until you got the call?
Did you have to do a call back?
No call back.
Okay.
But I had basically thought, because TV moves so fast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That I've gotten under the sense that if I don't hear her that night, most likely I didn't get it. It's like 70% I didn't get it. The next day, I'm like, okay, it's not happening.
Right.
Whatever. But... It was like 3 days later, I'm walking out of American Sniper.
Great movie.
Phenomenal.
Right.
And I'm kind of in the zone like, oh my God, I need to pick me up. And bam, there's the call that I got pinned.
That's when it happens. Normally, it's when I take a nap and wake up and boom, good news.
Yeah.
But you say it comes randomly, though. Randomly. So what did you do? Did you
filmed it like the next day, right?
Right.
Well, no, this was just, so here's how crazy it is. So this is just them telling me that I got pinned, which means they like you, but you haven't got it yet. It's between you or maybe one or two other guys.
Right.
So then you're like, okay, whatever. So they want to pin you from this date to this date. So then things, a couple more days go by, and I'm like, well, I definitely didn't get it. The freaking right. episode is starting to shoot now. So then I was hiking with my girlfriend, and then I got a call from my manager saying, I got good news and bad news for you. You booked it. It's yours, but you may be written out of the final script, so we don't know yet. So I'm like, oh, okay. So then I didn't hear for a couple more days. And now this is like blowing my mind because
yeah.
it's
so close, but so far away. Yeah. It's like one of those things.
And it's going on forever.
It's like right. torture.
I was like, geez. And my girlfriend, shout out to her, she kept saying, I think you got it. You're going to be on it. You got it. And I'm like, whatever.
I know.
I'm like, she doesn't know the business.
I know.
You're like, newbie. What do you know?
That's my fiance. He's like super positive. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. Then you're more mad.
My husband's the exact opposite.
I know.
Thanks for the great advice.
He thinks I never get anything.
Oh. And he's like, honey, yeah, give it up.
He's the pessimist in life, though. Anyway.
So.
Really?
Yeah.
This is so
hot,
Julie. So hot, though.
If you've seen his face, he has nothing to be sad about.
Oh.
Go on.
Shameless plug to her hot husband. Continue.
So, yeah, then I was, where was, oh, yeah, so then I was sitting in bed watching some show, maybe Scandal, and then I got the call. It says, hey, you booked it. It's yours. You need to be at fitting and I think it was, this was like 1:30, so then you need to be at fitting at 4:30.
Just get there.
That day.
Just get there that day.
Oh, my
fit,
gosh.
And then you're on tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Boom. Yeah. There you go.
And it's crazy because they send you sides, and so my sides for my audition were now different sides from what we're doing.
Right, of course.
So, and then I get on set the next day, and they gave me new sides.
Mm.
They're like, welcome to Grey's Anatomy.
Well, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's in
yeah.
general.
Right. So, was Shonda, did you meet Shonda? Was she?
I did not get to meet Shonda.
Oh, really? They keep her in like a tower somewhere.
She's watching over everything.
Yeah, yes. She's like Oprah omnipotent.
You didn't know?
Shonda that.
Like, she talked to Trevor, don't F it up, 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 up.
She's like the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, seriously, the eye. She's like, you don't want to end up like Katherine Heigl, do you?
Oh.
Call back to Katherine Heigl. That's so funny.
Aww.
Aww, poor girl.
But what?
You were just saying.
Oh.
So they changed the line.
Oh, to answer your question, it was Rob Korn
okay.
who was directing.
All right.
So fun, really nice guy, easy going.
And I love all that wind. It was just a big fan.
Beyonce would have been
like
in heaven.
Screaming over the wind. Yeah, Beyonce would have been in heaven.
It was a massive fan.
Nice.
It was awesome though because it actually puts you there.
Yeah.
Because you literally have to act like you're getting out of a helicopter and yelling.
Question. Nice. Did you feel like your face was squinched in that thing? Because Trevor, real talk, I recognize it. Where is he?
I knew it was you right away. These two, what? That's you?
Is that Trevor?
No, I saw him, and I was just like, we got to rewind it like 7 times, because I like okay. love it. I love it. I love
we were like, we're like
it.
Happy family, like, oh, that's my baby.
We were so proud. We were so proud.
That helmet, though, it was so tight.
Yeah, it looked tight.
I played football, like Pop Warner in high school football, and the worst thing about football in general is when just breaking in your helmet.
Yeah.
And that's what it reminded me of, because when I took that thing, finally took it off, there was just like a huge red indentation.
That vein was like popping out of your forehead.
So let's talk about this patient story. So this little girl calls into the hospital, not 911.
But I want to say, we love this episode. This patient story is about to get major hate.
Yes.
So prepare yourself, but if you don't like it when we hate on the show,
she said major
fast forward
hate.
5 minutes.
Major hate.
Go on, Star.
Yes.
I didn't mind it.
What?
Whoa.
Go on.
Okay.
Whoa.
We didn't mind the story. It was a fine story, but okay, she calls the hospital. Hey, mommy's not breathing.
Problem one.
Okay.
Pull out your cell phone. I don't know 911, but I do know the number
doctor.
To this random hospital.
Yes.
The area code, the whole thing. Oh!
Yeah, okay. It's so odd, right?
Go
so
on.
That was like our big hang up, like what was going on with not calling 911. Second, Owen was like, Kepner, get on the line. Try to trace the call. Call 9. Like, it's just, like, so, like, what are you, like, what is it, FBI? Like,
CSI?
Yeah, like, what is going on? It was just a little, that, there was a lot of loopholes in this story that just did not work. Should I continue?
Or? Well, I feel like.
I mean, I'll take one.
Take one.
Oh, it's too loud? I'm going to transfer you to another phone, risking the only way that I have to talk to an 11-year-old and not ask any of the 70 nurses that use this phone system on a daily basis, how do I correctly transfer?
But right. Why does Owen always get those types of patients,
though?
Because
he's good with the kids and he wants kids.
He always gets that, like, random patient that just requires, like, she needs to be flipped and tossed and then laid to the side in reverse Trendelenburg, you know?
That's
like,
a bit much.
Well, but I would say he always gets, like, the randoms, and this girl was random, and then on the phone, she sounds like this. Oh, my mommy's not
breathing. Sounded really cute. That was, like, she, like, booked that voiceover gig. She, mm-hmm. like, worked that.
So they start going with her through the process while they're trying to trace the call. We're sort of thinking, if time is of the essence, maybe we should look into what's wrong with her, but ask her where she is.
Yes, go outside. What are the numbers on the
what
the
is
cabin?
The street
what
name?
Is, can you go take two steps to the street name? Like, you know, like,
is there a water
things.
Tower around you? Is there a body of water around
but,
you?
Anything. But she, loopholes.
But she was scared, you guys. I mean, she didn't
so
want
to
leave her mother.
So the thing to have her do is a tracheotomy?
Well, yeah. So, if your mom was not breathing, you would want to perform that tracheotomy, would you not?
After I called 911.
Yes.
So then she, okay, last thing that was a huge problem. My cell phone's dying. Girl.
You saw your mom charge the phone all the time, go find the charger in her luggage. Like, you can find it.
Look, if this was a little black kid, she would have been like, hold on real quick. Hold on. All right, you there? Yeah, girl. Okay, hold on. All right.
Why would she be doing all that? What does black have to do?
Because.
Anyways, it was just like, there was just too many loopholes, and it was just like too. There was just too many loopholes to make it.
I didn't mind the story. You guys are reading way too much into it.
But we were reading too much into it.
Right.
It didn't make sense.
You can go on your phone and you can go to maps, click on maps and click location. You can pinpoint your location.
But
there's so many easier ways to start getting them there.
Call Uber.
But
Uber pick you up and bring you to the hospital.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah,
you know what?
An iPhone, there's at least 60 apps on the phone.
But the thing is that. Get over it. It didn't happen. Okay? All right.
So if you fast forward 5 minutes, we're done.
Okay,
geez. On.
Major
we
hate.
We will say that it was nice whenever the team came together, like they had nothing else to do.
Yeah, there was an earthquake. And that's another thing. There was an earthquake and four doctors standing around.
It feels
like
well, listen, but the chief, of course, I mean, duh, he was just standing around. What else does
he
do?
He did nothing anyways. That's true. So he had nowhere else to be. He should be there.
Yeah. And then,
so they lead this girl through several successful different things, and she saves her mom's life.
CPR, tracheotomy.
And then, she starts the process of saving her life.
And tell us exactly what happened, Trevor.
So, you know, Chopper lands because she was in her cabin. We had the perfect spot to land. It was a very beautiful lodge area. So, we landed. I rush out with my buddy who wasn't wearing his helmet properly, but there was an earthquake, so we didn't want to tell him about that. Like, let's just go. Get the mom in, get her on the, you know, the little, what do we call that?
Gurney?
No.
The
gurney,
yeah.
No,
I just want to make sure you guys watch Grey's Anatomy. You know the proper
on that,
name.
That rolly thing?
On the rolly bed.
That rolly bed.
On the gurney. Get her on. My chopper goes up and I just start working, you know. I'm putting the...
basically, the girl saved mom's life, right?
I just took her little straw that she used from, like, In-N-Out Burger and was just blowing them at
but
puppy.
I think the weirdest part of that story was when, you know, Trevor, you guys arrived with the mom's body, the mother, sorry, she's not dead, and then the girl hops out, and it was like, she sees Owen sees her.
It was like they were in love.
And it's like, Ruby,
it's you.
Are you my daddy? That's what
Ruby,
it could have been.
Are you my daddy?
No.
Or Ruby?
Owen, and then Ruby saying, are you my daddy,
okay,
star?
Fine, I just wanted to clear it up for the listeners.
That is huge foreshadowing. Owen needs kids.
Yes.
Owen loves kids. Owen's fantastic at nurturing.
Yeah.
We just keep seeing this with him and children. It's time.
Give him a child.
Get that man a wife. Get that man a family.
Or let's go back to the fact that there was an earthquake and no one asked about their kids. No
seriously.
One checked in about their kids.
Like, not one character on the show.
Wow. Seriously. But Owen probably would have been great. He would have been like all yes. over it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. My mind is blown, right? The conversation you two just had, I mean, Grey's Anatomy Bad Parenting 101. It's worse than Dance Moms.
Yeah, it is a little bit. Where are the kids? Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the things we loved about the episode.
Okay.
The other patient stories were really fun.
Sexy grandma.
Aww, okay. She really was. She reminded me a lot of my grandma. You could look my grandma up. It's Shirley Salee. She's on Twitter.
And then, but she reminds you of the way she looks, right?
The way she looks. My grandma acts nothing like that. Now, she's like a very wholesome evangelical
now
woman.
Now, my grandmother, she loves to flirt, even though she's... she flirts in front of grandpa. And we're like, grandma, take it down a notch. And she's like, oh, she would flirt with you, Jason.
Both of my grandparents are dead. But when my grandmother was alive, she was definitely flirtatious as well.
Right?
This lady, was cute.
She wanted to get it in. She said, I have some time left. And she was talking about positions, getting it from behind, you know,
yeah,
on her back.
Yeah, she was like, am I going to still be flexible?
I mean, look, that oasis has not dried up yet for her. So, I mean, she wants to... And there's nothing wrong with that. Look, I hope to be 95 still getting it in.
Right. I want to be a dirty old man.
Dirty old man. I don't want sweaty balls, though. That's the only thing I don't want. But other than that, I'm with it.
Sweaty sweaty balls.
Hey, that's baby powder or gold bond.
There you are.
Wow. Answer for everything.
I'm a doctor.
And here we go. Callie, hilarious as usual.
Yeah, as usual. Callie hasn't been funny in a while.
Callie's given all the good one-liners to her this season.
Yeah, she always comes out with a good one-liner. She's not in the episode, she always has a good one-liner that cracks us up. That brings in the funny. I agree with you. Jason?
So Maggie was just mad because Callie comes in there and she's like, I recommend this extensive surgery for somebody that's not even really that healthy.
No, that's true.
But I think, of course, because Maggie's being methodical and being logical about it, but Callie was just feeling the zhuzh from the woman and her energy because I felt like Callie, so sorry, After Brothers, Callie identified with this woman's need for just to live her life because, you know, previously with Arizona, Callie felt held back and she felt like she wasn't being who she was. So that resonated with her and she saw a lot of herself in this older woman. I agreed with everything the older woman was saying. I'm not dead yet. Let me go out and have my fun.
Now, we were chit-chatting a lot while watching this episode because we were just having so much fun. Now, did they go for the less invasive surgery? Is that what happened?
No.
They went for...
I believe they did.
Right?
I thought they ended up going for the full hip replacement.
Yeah.
No, I thought they just put the metal rod in.
I think they did. After Buzzers, please get on the hashtag GraysABTV
and let us know
because you guys are so smart and probably paying more attention than us talking to people.
I guess I was paying attention to the other aspects of the show. Like Maggie getting asked out by Cheeky Grin.
Mm-hmm.
Saying no for no reason.
Cheeky Grin's name was Ethan.
Ethan. And he's a radiologist.
And she doesn't date down.
And that's what was hilarious is Callie's like, oh, I know why.
Upstairs,
I know
downstairs.
Why you said no. Yeah.
I was like slow on the upstairs, downstairs. I was like, what? Is it like, what?
Like, it's like Orange is the New Black, you know, the chick.
I mean, I get it now.
Yard.
I was a little slow.
I'm all about slumming. Listen, if they're hot, I don't care if you're a janitor or like we're in the cafeteria. Prior to my lawyering, I dated people that were unemployed. So, I mean, it just,
that's a step up. That's terrible.
Jason's unemployed ex is sitting at home from his mom's house like,
how dare he call me out? I mean, listen, if you can't help who you like, but it was nice to see Maggie. She was awkward about it, though, because this dude clearly was, like, not even being dumb about it. He was like, hey, can I take you out? And she was just like... I don't do... Just, I don't...
There's a gap.
Yeah, a gap.
She said no. Then she's confessing to Callie, like, I just never fit in anywhere. I didn't fit in school.
Which was an excuse.
And now around other adults, there's still this gap, and I feel comfortable with just me.
Well, as we said, when we first started meeting her, we were like, oh, maybe she's going to have Asperger's down the road or something. Because she is just socially awkward. And she's playing up that character part because we've had her on the seat here. She's really nice, really sweet. Not socially awkward. But in this character, she totally is. And dating would be like, awkward. Like, I really don't. Now that we're starting to get into it, I don't really want to go on this journey with her. I'm like, I don't want you to date either.
Right.
No.
I like,
good.
No, train wreck.
Not everybody can be good at dating. That's a fun journey, too.
It'll be fun. It'll be just more. It'll bring in the comedy. How about that?
Meredith wasn't good at anything, you know. And Meredith, even when her.
But she's not awkward.
Meredith was a little awkward. Come on, the first four seasons, Meredith was very awkward, but in her dialogue with Coretta tonight, she's like, we're on the healthy side of good. We're finally, we have healthy relationships, we're kicking ass, you know, they're winning. So Maggie, I would love for someone to come in and force Maggie to deal with herself and have her blossom and bloom into someone who is ready for love, is open for love, you know, because she said to herself, I have myself, I'm alone, and it's lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So she
and I
knows.
Feel like the biggest part of Maggie is just for feeling like she deserves love.
Yeah.
Once she feels that for herself, I don't feel like there's going to be that much standing in her way, besides her awkward personality.
But then I think she's also super smart, so then she could totally, totally be like annoying kind of a girlfriend. Like, I know more than you do.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe.
I can figure out this crossword puzzle faster than you.
Ooh, they're telling us to wrap in 10 minutes. Give us 20. We got more to talk about. So,
Before we move on, she goes and finds him in the elevator in front of other people and accepts his date.
Good.
All awkward.
And he's like, right now? I don't know. Did you want to go right now? Did you want to go later?
All awkward.
Yeah.
Hashtag awkward.
And then Cheeky Grin just loved it.
Loved it.
We can go now. We can go later. I'm adorable.
So let's talk about the kids that were the two parents, and they had two separate kids from different parents, and they were trying to blend their family together. And from there, the kids hated each other and hated the opposite parent, right?
Right.
What was going on? So basically, the son and the dad falls off the chairlift during the earthquake, and that's when they come into the hospital and they have to go through surgery. What really even happened to the ending of this story?
Meredith continued her streak by saving his life. Remember?
Yes.
Because she was saving his life. They put him on the ground for some explicable reason. They bring this thing in to shock him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time. Meredith punches him, saves his life, continues the streak.
Everyone, let's do boom on the count of three. One, two, three.
Boom!
You're so on it, Trevor.
I'm with you guys. I'm enjoying this.
But with that said, though, Meredith has an epiphany that the reason why she's had this streak, and first of all, I thought it was going to go very left, but it actually ended up being a positive dialogue. But I've had this streak because I've been better without Derek. You know, since Derek's been gone, I've done this. So, but then she, you know, you think that she is going to be like, yeah, I don't need him. He's wax
sauce.
That's
what I thought. Yeah.
No, but she says that I realize that I'm better without him, but I want to share in my success with him. So
and I don't think better without. Maybe she's like, I'm just whole without him and with him.
But she said better without him.
I interpreted that she said things she's better without him.
No, you're right. That was what she was trying to say.
Yeah.
She was just saying, like, I don't need him, but I like him.
And this goes back to what I predicted two seasons ago, that Meredith's becoming more like her mother.
Yes.
Absolutely. But that's not okay, we'll touch on the finale of the show, but
Oh, yeah. So those were the only people you worked with, right? Owen, Amelia, and who was the
Chief? Jim Pickens.
Yeah. So those were the. How long did the scene take?
It was probably like 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's it.
What's craft service like on set?
Fantastic.
I bet. Ugh, so good.
Are there tons of extras? Service.
Actually, what was cool about this episode is they had two crews.
Because
they were double shooting because it was such a crazy episode with so many of the top billed actors. But yeah, it was about 2 to 3 hours. And mainly, that was just setting up the green screen. I mean, this green screen was
huge.
Ginormous. So just getting all that set up, and then the takes were pretty quick.
Nice.
That's good. I love it when shows are like that.
Yeah,
when you film the same thing 40, 50 times, it's when the days get long.
Yeah, that's very true.
I got to the trailer at 7 a.m. was my call time, and I think I was out of there probably around 11:30 or noon.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, this show's efficient. You could tell they've been around 11 years.
Yeah.
They got to get it done.
Get it done.
But, Willia, it was, I don't know, I knew that they were going to get down together, but it was hot and sexy. I mean, she,
the embrace
was great.
And then the re-hug, ooh.
Sometimes you want to hug.
I support you and I'm here for you on the back.
Right, earlier
scene.
And then
it was the hug.
And then
the re-hug. And we're all like, okay, we're feeling this. than the on-call room.
Good.
This one farther than I expected.
Get it in, yes.
I don't know
why
I'm performing over here.
Awesome. I'm glad. I'm glad.
I have a whole side of the table to myself.
I know, I'm getting
Owen
free. I'm
and
free.
Amelia, definitely. I like them together. I think they're going to be good together because they mesh well.
I've always liked them together.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic.
You didn't agree? Or was it Christian?
I didn't agree. Who was the one that was supposed to get in? Who was getting in the middle of that?
Callie
was getting in the middle.
We thought Callie was going to be a trifecta, a threesome. No, but it didn't. You know, cool.
I like them together. One question: does he talk in his accent when you're not filming?
No,
he does American accent the whole day.
He did.
Okay.
And I would. Here's another little bit. Ruby.
Yeah.
Is actually she's English.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You mean Camilla?
Weird.
Joe?
The little girl.
Oh,
the voiceover.
Nice.
Yeah.
What?
Had her moment.
That's weird.
She's a Brit.
She was quite lovely.
She was quite lovely.
Literally, such a good actress.
Very good.
I'm surprised by that.
Thank you.
High five.
Hey, so they get it on. Good stuff. But yo, all day today, tweet like wait till
like,
the
whoa.
End. Wait till the end.
I'm just sort
and
of
I have to say,
happen.
Okay, I have to say, real ratchet of Grey's Anatomy to have it go down like that. Like, boop, I'm gonna call Derek. Boop, boop. Hello? hi. Hello? Is this Derek's phone at the lab? Hello?
Yeah, we were saying worst mistress ever.
Right?
All she had to do was say, yeah. Yes, he's in the lab. Okay, I'll call back later. Instead, she says nothing.
And then hangs up and leaves
It's like,
suspense.
This is the woman that is screwing my husband.
Dun, dun, dun.
This can't be what it is.
And then flashbacks of like everything of when Addison shows up and, oh, you're the girl that's screwing my husband.
Yeah.
Karma's a bitch.
I refuse to believe this is where they're
I
going.
Want them to go there.
Really?
I want them to go there and have Derek be with some hot
Maybe an
girl at the bar.
An emotional affair. A colleague that he's getting close to
emotional
in D.C.
Affair.
That's
an,
a little
an emotional affair.
But just like but sort of
no emotional
describe
affair.
An emotional affair.
No
Julie.
Emotional affair answers someone else's phone.
No,
but they're spending
a
lot of time
says
together.
Wife. I'm sure.
Why
it doesn't
did
say
she
Meredith.
Answer his phone? This can't be
because
what we think it is. This is deceptive.
No.
We're talking over each other because we're so into it, and that means it's going to happen because it's going to be so good. Right?
I don't know. I want it to be some like big breasted blonde like waitress.
What do you think, Trevor? Do you think he's cheating?
I don't know. It could be a catfish relationship.
Ooh,
that would be a spin.
I like it. I like
Same.
It.
She could be like.
I mean, I really think it's not what we think. I don't think he's cheating. I think maybe he is hanging out with somebody else. And he's like, Meredith, you pushed me away for months. What was I supposed to do?
Or
maybe it's a hooker. He hired a hooker. Maybe he hired a jump off. You know, he's got millions of dollars.
Maybe
he
hired a hooker who waited her 6 weeks and
got
her breast
DC
implant.
Has a lot of hookers.
I forgot about the breast implant person. But yeah, whatever. We'll talk about that online.
Maybe it's a Grey's Anatomy scandal, kind of like...
We've been saying that for
like
years.
You can't have that, though. You can't, because Cyrus was Thatcher.
Look, they literally had the perfect window when they brought the president on the show.
And
they closed the door.
And Jake was Teddy's husband, Henry, who died.
Yeah, too many crossover characters.
But, I mean,
maybe that's you next.
Yeah, they bring you back.
You're going to be on Scandal.
Well, because this AfterBuzz couch is obviously very magical for actors. Because the young lady who was on Scandal for the bit role is now a big role on Grey's Anatomy. So.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
We've had several Grey's cast members, and it is really, really, really fun to have you on. Because for people that are familiar with the Hollywood process and not, it's a huge deal to get on a giant network show like this. And it takes years of hard work.
Yes.
So we're really proud of you.
And in addition to the years of hard work, but just like you said, the whole process of like the emotional waiting to hear, it's a lot, you know. That in itself is draining, so congratulations.
Thank you guys.
You look fantastic in that medevac outfit, Trevor.
Yes,
so good. Where can we find you online?
On Twitter it's at Trevor Anthony. You can find me on Facebook at Trevor Anthony Pitzel, and you can find me on Instagram at Trevor Anthony Pitzel.
Got it. P-I-T-Z-E-L.
Yes.
Pitzel.
Couldn't happen to a nicer person.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks
for having me. This was awesome.
Wow.
I enjoyed watching you guys live.
We're crazy.
Was it fun?
It's very fun. It's a good panel, and we have even better fans.
Absolutely.
They participate
absolutely.
Like crazy all week, and that's just what makes it worth it.
So follow him and show him the love, because we love.
You witnessed Star Throw Him Under the Bus 3 times tonight. That was like, yeah, Star. I mean...
this is their new thing. Martyr. It's
enjoyable.
Bus thrower.
you guys have a nice thing going here.
Thank you.
All right, so let's move quickly into predictions. Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Julie, go first.
I don't think that he's cheating. Mm. I don't. I think it's a bait and switch. I don't think the show's going to go there, and I'm happy that it's not.
Well, I'm glad that Avery and April were back this week. So
yes, that was
hopefully
awesome.
We'll get to know what's going on with them. I do think that he is cheating, which is going to be fun. And I think we're getting back on the upswing of great episodes. So.
How can you believe how they just wrote Dr. Gigi Davis off? Yeah. After her being the main thing, she's like, oh, I got a text from her. She's at blind school.
Yeah.
Gone.
Blind school. That was good, Julie.
That's exactly what they said.
Is that what she said? Did
yes,
I miss that
she
line?
Was learning to be at blind school.
What?
Arizona updated us. That's where she was.
We were chit-chatting a lot during this episode. Jason. Okay, Jason, your prediction?
No, I'm enjoying your guys' banter. It's so amazing. I mean, whoa. I feel so honored to be sitting between two women who talk so much.
Shut up.
Just kidding. I agree. I echo you, Star. I think he's cheating. I want him to be cheating. I predict that Owilia is going to happen. It's going to be good.
Ooh.
It's going to be healing for both of them.
And she's going to get pregnant and he's going to have the baby.
Boom! Yay!
That's it, Star. I didn't predict that, but I would love it if it happens because Owen needs his kid. And Amelia needs her kid.
What Julie said.
Sorry, we stole your prediction.
Come on, Jason.
No, but seriously, I think that Star, again, I echo you. It's great. It's on the upswing. Fantastic music tonight from Banks and Ed Sheeran. Great music.
Good point.
It felt the mood. It fit the mood. It was fantastic. Loved it. Yeah, right. There you go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Jason?
You know what? I'm a pretty tough cookie to crack, and I would have to say this was a 10 tonight. Absolutely.
What?
Was a 10, yeah.
That's
yes.
Hard.
Because it gave me what I call hashtag Grey's Magic. The Grey's Magic is back. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, you guys. Trevor, Anthony, thank you so much for being
Thanks
here.
For
hey,
being
thank
here.
You guys for having me.
Congratulations again. All the best to you. And you can follow me on Twitter at JJC Forever and also on Instagram at Jason Carter Official.
You can find me on all things social media at Star Session.
And you can find me on all things social media at Julie Parton, JULIEPARTIN.
Is Derek cheating? We will find out next week. Until next time, you guys have a fantastic week and thank you so much for watching.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.